What if the rise and fall of civilizations could be predicted with mathematical certainty? What if a single mathematician could foresee the collapse of a 12,000-year-old galactic empire and engineer a plan to save humanity from 30 millennia of barbarism? Isaac Asimov's foundation emerged during World War II when civilization itself seemed to hang by a thread. The novel transforms Edward Gibbon's historical chronicle of Rome's decline into a sweeping vision of humanity's future among the stars. It's a story where equations become prophecy, where scholars become saviors, and where the fate of trillions depends on understanding the hidden mathematics governing human behavior. The BBC ranked it among the 100 most influential novels ever written, and tech visionaries from Elon Musk to Paul Krugman cite it as formative to their thinking. This isn't just science fiction. It's a profound meditation on whether human destiny follows predictable patterns or remains fundamentally unknowable. Hari Seldon stands as one of science fiction's most compelling visionaries, a mathematician whose equations forecast the future of billions. He develops psychohistory, a revolutionary statistical science treating human societies as vast systems of predictable patterns. Think of it as meteorology for civilizations. You can't predict whether a specific person will buy coffee tomorrow, but you can calculate with stunning accuracy how many millions will across an entire planet. The catch? It only works with massive populations, where individual quirks average out into mathematical certainties. When Seldon's calculations reveal the galactic empire will collapse within 300 years, plunging humanity into 30,000 years of darkness, he acts. Establish two foundations at opposite ends of the galaxy to preserve knowledge and reduce the Dark Age to just one millennium. His stage is Trantor, the Galactic Empire's administrative heart, a planet-wide city housing 40 billion people. The debarkation hall alone could swallow entire cities. Food arrives from 20 agricultural worlds daily. Every breath of air is manufactured, every raindrop scheduled. Trantor represents humanity's ultimate achievement in engineering and its greatest vulnerability, a testament to what humans can build and a reminder that complex systems can fail catastrophically. When Hari Seldon presents his psychohistorical calculations to the Commission of Public Safety, he commits an unforgivable crime, not lying, but telling an uncomfortable truth. His prediction of imperial collapse within 300 years threatens the myth of eternal empire. The commission can't disprove his calculations, yet they can't allow them to be true. This pattern echoes throughout history, from Galileo's persecution to modern climate scientists facing political backlash. Rather than addressing systemic problems, they attack the messenger. Yet this apparent defeat becomes Seldon's greatest victory when he negotiates exile to Terminus, removing his project from imperial interference while appearing to submit. 50 years later, when crisis peaks, Hari Seldon appears as a hologram, revealing a stunning truth. The Encyclopedia Galactica was never the Foundation's real purpose. It was merely a pretext to gather the right people on Terminus. The real mission? Become the seed of a second galactic empire. The encyclopedia provided direction and unity for the first generation, even though it was ultimately means rather than end. How many of our own institutions work this way, giving us structure and meaning in the present, even if their long-term significance differs from what we imagine? 30 years later, Salvor Hardin weaponizes religion by repackaging Foundation technology as sacred mysteries. Atomic power becomes divine knowledge, administered by priests trained on Terminus. Populations worship what they don't understand, while rulers gain prestige from miraculous devices. When young activists protest this as appeasement, Hardin responds, "Violence is the last refuge of the incompetent." The crisis erupts when Anacreon's regent attacks with a captured imperial warship. Hardin counters by having priests declare a religious interdict at the moment of attack. All Foundation-maintained technology on Anacreon stops working. The population, believing this divine punishment, revolts and forces surrender. The foundation weaponizes Arthur C. Clarke's principle that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. How many of us understand how our smartphones actually work, yet depend on them completely? As the foundation expands, independent traders replace priests, wielding commerce instead of religion. When trader Eskil Gorov is imprisoned on Askums for selling prohibited nuclear technology, Limar Ponnets engineers his rescue through economic manipulation. He offers a transmuter, converting iron to gold, a product the Asconians desire without violating their atomic taboos. Ponnets manipulates an ambitious counselor, trading the device for Gorov's release while secretly recording their conversation. The foundation has evolved from religious to economic imperialism, exploiting profit-seeking rather than spiritual awe. 50 years later, Hober Mallow perfects this approach. Investigating missing foundation ships near Corel, he establishes trade relations that flood their economy with foundation goods, requiring constant maintenance. When Corel declares war, Mallow cuts off trade. Within 3 years, their economy collapses as foundation products break down irreparably. The population, dependent on these conveniences, forces their government to surrender. Economic interdependence proves more powerful than military might. Each generation finds new methods to achieve Selden's vision while exercising meaningful agency within psychohistory's framework. Foundation poses a profound question. Can human behavior be predicted mathematically? Psychohistory suggests that while individuals remain unpredictable, billions follow statistical patterns that can be calculated. This challenges our sense of free will. We believe history turns on individual choices, but psychohistory proposes these turning points are themselves statistically predictable. Asimov builds in crucial limitations. It works only with vast populations where individual variations average out, requires populations remain unaware of predictions, and deals in probabilities rather than certainties. Modern data science represents early steps toward this vision. Companies predict consumer behavior, campaigns model voter responses, algorithms anticipate engagement, all based on vast data sets. The ethical implications are staggering. If societies follow mathematical laws like physical systems, what happens to choice and responsibility? Can we hold individuals accountable for statistically inevitable actions? As our predictive technologies grow increasingly sophisticated, the novel forces us to confront these uncomfortable questions. Foundation charts a middle path between determinism and free will. History follows broad patterns individuals cannot override, but within those patterns, human intelligence remains decisive. Hari Selden, Salvar Hardin, and Hobart Mallow aren't passive observers. They're active agents who analyze situations and make crucial decisions that matter precisely because they understand the historical forces at work. We face overwhelming forces. Economic systems, political structures, accelerating technological change. Foundation suggests that understanding these patterns, rather than fighting them blindly, gives us power to shape outcomes. You cannot stop the tide, but you can learn to sail. Each character faces their own Selden crisis, moments where historical forces converge and demand decisive action. They triumph through clear-eyed assessment and creative solutions working with reality rather than against it. The enduring lesson, wisdom lies not in pretending we're free from all constraints, but in understanding which constraints actually bind us and which are illusions we can transcend through knowledge and courage.